Now, it may seem way early to even begin thinking about who's running for president in 2020. That sentiment is not new, not even on this program.
Reporters and candidates' aides scramble on board a chartered airplane and fly off to campaign appearances in two states.
That's former All Things Considered host Susan Stamberg.
And it's only the 1st of May. And this is only 1979, not 1980. Still, the campaign is underway, officially, for at least one more candidate.
And that candidate was George H.W. Bush.
Leadership in the 80s must be based on a politics of substance, not symbols.
Now, it wasn't for another 6 months that the eventual winner joined in, a mere 2 months before the Iowa caucuses.
I'm here tonight to announce my intention to seek the Republican nomination for President of the United States.
That, of course, is Ronald Reagan.
Now to 2007. The Democrats had won the House the year before, and there were a bunch of eager presidential wannabes.
The world is ready, America is ready, and I'm ready.
January 7th, and Senator Joe Biden released a video. It showed him sitting in a cozy armchair next to a cozy fireplace.
But I need your help. I need your support to accomplish all this.
I'm not just starting a campaign, though. I'm beginning a conversation.
The first of many. Senator Hillary Clinton made her announcement on January 20th, 2007. She's sitting on a floral print couch.
A newcomer entered the race a month later, freshman Senator Barack Obama. No fireplace, no comfy couch for him. He holds an outdoor rally in Illinois.
Together, we can finish the work that needs to be done and usher in a new birth of freedom on this earth.
So to summarize, Biden, Clinton, Obama, they all got into the race about a year before the first votes were cast in the Democratic primaries.
Now, early isn't always crucial. Sometimes it's just confusing.
We're thinking of the Republican field in the last presidential election, the first to declare.
I believe in the power of millions of courageous conservatives rising up to reignite the promise of America.
Ted Cruz in March 2015. After that,
I'm Ben Carson, and I'm a candidate for President of the United States.
But inspired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
And I've decided I'm a candidate for President of the United States.
To announce that I am running for President of the United States.
By June 2015, 11 people were already in the race before Donald Trump rode down that gold escalator to launch his campaign.
And it's an honor to have everybody here. This is beyond anybody's expectations. There's been no crowd like this.
And 17 months later, he was the president-elect.